Chapter 7. A Fight and Jim the Sailor. The night was quiet, but Jim could not sleep. He felt like he needed to do something. Even though he did not know what to do, he got out of bed. He could hear the pirates drinking and singing around their fire, but he did not go near. As he walked down toward the ocean, he realized that he had a plan. He remembered that Ben Gunn had told him about a boat he had made. It was hidden in a cave. If Jim could find it, he could row out to the Hispaniola. Jim looked and found the boat. Soon he was rowing out to the Hispaniola. There were only two pirates aboard the ship, O'Brien and Hans. All the others had gone to shore in order to fight. As Jim neared the Hispaniola, he could hear the two pirates arguing and then fighting. He secretly tied the little boat to the Hispaniola. Lying in the bottom of the little boat, Jim fell asleep to the sounds of the two pirates still arguing. In the morning, Jim listened for O'Brien and Hans but heard nothing. He cautiously climbed aboard the Hispaniola and saw the two pirates and a lot of blood. At first, Jim thought that they had killed one another, but then he saw Hans move. Hans tried to get up when he saw Jim, but the pirate was in a lot of pain. He started shouting for rum. He did not even seem to care that Jim had somehow sneaked onto the ship. Jim went below and looked for a bottle of rum. Everything was filthy. The floor was muddy. There were broken bottles everywhere, and it looked like the place had never been cleaned. Jim found a bottle with some rum in it. He also found some biscuits, raisins, a piece of cheese, and some water for himself. Jim drank the water and began eating before he gave Hans the rum. Hans drank more of the rum than Jim thought was possible. Once the pirate finished, Jim asked him if he was in much pain. Hans told him that it did hurt a lot and he needed the doctor. Jim didn't waste any more time before he told Hans that he was there to take the ship. He instructed Hans to call him captain. Then Jim took down the pirate flag and threw it overboard. Hans looked at Jim cautiously and then asked if Jim wanted to take the ship to shore.
"Of course," answered Jim.
Hans smiled to himself. There was no way for the boy to sail the ship without his help.
"Look here," said Hans. "Give me some food and drink and an old scarf to tie my wound up, then I'll tell you how to sail the ship."
"I want to go to the North Bay and beach the ship there," Jim told Hans.
"It doesn't look like I have much choice, so I will help you."
Jim gave Hans a scarf that belonged to his mother. He helped Hans to tie it around his leg in order to stop the bleeding. After Hans ate a bit, he told Jim how to set sail, and within 3 minutes the ship was sailing right along. Jim felt happy and proud to have gotten the ship. The sun was shining brightly, there was lots of food, and the wind was perfect. Hans smiled a complicated smile. There was pain and weakness in the smile. There was also a shadow of treachery as well. They reached the North Bay, but had to wait for the tide to change. Hans finished his rum and asked Jim to get him a bottle of wine. Hans looked a bit guilty, and Jim was suspicious. Jim went down below, making as much noise as he could as he went. Then he took off his shoes and quietly ran up and peeked out at Hans. Jim saw Hans crawling toward a coil of boat rope. From under the rope, Hans pulled out a knife. The pirate hid it under his shirt and then crawled back to where he had been sitting. Jim knew now that Hans was well enough to move around and that he had a weapon. Jim quietly went back down and put on his shoes. Then he grabbed a bottle of wine. He also grabbed a gun and hid it under his shirt. He came back up and gave Hans the wine as if nothing was wrong. All this time, Hans was busy acting like he was too weak to move. Jim knew that Hans would not do anything to him until the ship was in the bay. They talked for a while, and then finally the tide was right to bring the ship in. Together, Jim and Hans worked to get the ship into the bay. It was a difficult bit of sailing, and Jim had to do exactly what Hans told him to do. With all the excitement that Jim felt about steering the ship safely into the bay, he forgot to watch Hans. In that exact moment, Hans made his move by jumping toward Jim with the knife. Jim barely made it out of the way. Hans tripped and fell. This gave Jim a chance to pull out his gun. However, when Jim tried to shoot Hans, nothing happened. There was something wrong with the gun. Jim had to run for his life. Jim climbed up the mast as quickly as he could. Hans came after him, but the pirate's progress was slow. Jim reloaded his gun and took aim. Just then, Hans threw his knife at Jim. Jim heard something fly past his ear and felt a sharp pain in his shoulder. Before he could think, Jim fired his gun. This time it worked properly. Hans fell from the mast and into the water, where he took his last breath. Blood ran down Jim's back and chest, and he realized that he was stuck to the mast by the knife that Hans had thrown. The knife was pinning his shoulder to the mast, and he could not get free. Jim tried to pull the knife out, but couldn't do it. Either he was too nervous or not strong enough. Jim shook with fear. To his surprise, his shoulder tore away from the knife. The knife had just barely gotten him, and he was going to be fine. Filled with relief, Jim climbed down the mast. Jim had both sailed a ship for the first time and killed a man. He sat and thought, and then finally he jumped into the water ready to move on. The water only reached his waist. Jim walked to shore, determined to find his friends.